So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Folks, glad to have you back for another week. This is Tommy Freedom coming at you loud and clear, so do not fear. Last week, I didn't get to the song that I was requested to play. Brother Mike up in the state of New York had requested that I play a very pro-white nationalist and pro-Ukraine song called Resist and Bite. And I just didn't have the time to get to it. So I promised that I would get to it this week, and I did. But I decided to have a little fun. Seeing as how this was a really pro-Ukraine song, I decided to call Vladimir Putin and ask him about it directly. Now, producer George was kind enough to find his telephone number online. Although Vlad was, I guess you could say, less than thrilled that I had gotten his number. He was even less thrilled when he found out that a cat had found his number. So let me go ahead and run that phone call for you, because it does get really interesting. George made a major faux pas when he had inadvertently pushed the wrong button while hacking the NSA website. It's not to be missed. So let me go ahead and pull up that phone call and all the stuff that ensued afterwards. Very interesting. Very entertaining.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
It's the wrong number, George. You sure you got that right? Double check it. Okay. Yeah, that one number being different makes a big difference, George. Let me have it. Thank you. Alrighty then, let's try it again.
This is Vladimir Putin, who dares wake me at 3 in morning.
Vlad, hey, is that you?
Who is this? How did you get number to Kremlin?
Hey, it's Tommy Freedom. I have a radio show here in the States. It's called Freedom Rings. Your number was online.
Online?
Yeah, you turn on your computer, and when it connects to the internet, it's...
I know what online means. We have spent billions of dollars to keep online offline. I will put someone before firing squad for this. How did you crack code?
It was me.
Who then?
My cat.
Cat? Explain.
Well, my cat found your number. Cat? You mean pussycat? Meow? Ren and Stimpy? Tom and Jerry? You tell me your cat accessed my number here at Kremlin? Yes, right. Well, I guess. I mean, he told me he had found your number and I called you. I mean, this is you, right? Of course this is me. Now, who gave you my number? Producer George? Who is this Producer George? I told you, it's my cat. You expect me to believe your cat called me? No. I called you. He just found your number and gave it to me. Sure. Right. Hey, whatever. Not my fault. Your cats can't get online, dude. Cats cannot get on internet? Really? Then explain to me how my cat is on a smartphone right now. I really don't understand how he can get all his little keys out of opposable thumbs, but he got your number right. Your cat called Kremlin? Of course. Who do you think called the embassy? You tell me cat call embassy and Kremlin? Duh. I will have someone shot for this. Then it'll go before firing squad. Vlad, look, dude. It's not their fault. I mean, we have the talking cats and all. What? You have talking cats? And you use smartphone too? Have they infiltrated Russia? I will have all cats in Russia killed. Come on, Vlad. That's going overboard. Overboard? I know on boat. No, I mean, it's a saying. Come on, don't get too carried away. No carried, no winter winds yet. Look, I didn't call about the cats. Then why? Why you call me at 3 a.m. and wake me from peaceful sleep? Well, it's deep subject. It's the new Ukrainian national anthem? What? Ukrainian has national anthem? How dare they? I will send nuclear war. I will drop chemical and biological weapons. I will unleash hell on earth. Hey, look, dude, whatever floats your boat. I told you I know on boat. So you did. Look, Vlad, someone just wanted me to play the new Ukraine national anthem. Look, my cat found your number and I gave you a call, so I'm out of here, okay? Was it you say, dose vagina? That is dos vidanya, you Yankee moron. Oh. Yeah, sorry. Jeez, what a grouch, huh? You reckon he lives in a garbage pail? You know, folks, some people just have no sense of humor whatsoever. I mean, I was just pulling a dude's leg about that being the new Ukrainian national anthem. It's not. It is, however, a pro-Ukraine white nationalist song, and it's pretty good, too. So, per request of Mike in New York, here is Sabaton, and I hope I am pronouncing that correctly, doing their pro-white nationalist and pro-Ukraine song, Resist and Bite. Yes, George, you may push the button. Oh, the green one. What is that noise? George, what is that noise? What did you do? I told you to press the green button. What did you... George, that's the red button. What do you mean you're colorblind? Do you realize what you've just done? Do you have any comprehension whatsoever of what you have just done? Yeah, can you hear that? Yes, it's all winding up now. Well, you'd better find a way. I don't care. You are the technical expert. Why I have a cat for a technical expert and a producer, I will never know. But you are the technical expert. Fix it.
30 seconds.
Fix it fast, dude. We've got, like, less than 30 seconds. You better get this fixed. Do you have it? Then hit the send key. Yes, now.
Launch aborted.
Oh, thank God it worked. What I would do for a bottle of JD right now. George, you have no idea of how close you just came to... Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. No kitty treats for you for a month. Yes, I'm serious.
Nuclear detonation has been avoided. And George, you're fired. Yes, again.
Well, there you go, George. This time, you got fired by the NSA's own computer. Good job. Now, what were you doing on the NSA's computer to begin with? What do you mean you were snooping around? No, George. No, I understand. We need really cutting-edge stuff on this show, but you can't... Dude, you can't hack into the NSA's computer to get info like that. Let this be a lesson to you. Yes, you're fired. You can come back after the break. Go use the litter box, and go stand in the corner. Folks, I do apologize for all of this. If I had simply pushed the button myself, this would have never happened. Anyway, I want you to hear the song because Brother Mike up in New York asked me to play this. It is not the Ukrainian national anthem. It is, however, a very pro-Ukrainian white nationalist song. It's called Resist and Bite. Now, ironically, just think about this, folks. Everything that's gone down recently in the media with Hollywood and all of that, if some of those women had decided to resist and bite, perhaps Harvey Weinstein would have never have gotten away with all the crap that he did all these years. Jessica Hahn probably could have used it, too. Anyway, here is, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Sabaton, I'm not really sure, S-A-B-A-T-O-N, Sabaton, I don't know. But anyway, here is their pro-Ukrainian and pro-white nationalist song, Resist and Bite. And folks, it rocks. Now, you know that I am a fan of really hard rock and heavy metal. So if I tell you the song rocks, and you are a fan of hard rock or heavy metal, crank the speakers.
Voice comes swiftly, the boat is closing in. We're a company of soldiers, they're 40 right or strong, all alone. Stand alone. And then the guns burning, and the will is at hand. As the blitzkrieg's pushing harder, the war is all around. All around. Hold your ground. We call waiting days of battles, no one's on our side. Fighting, the numbers will stick out. We're outgunned and few in numbers. We're doomed to flag or fail. We fought hard, held our guard. But when captured by the excess and forced to tell the truth, we will tell them with a smile. We will surprise them with a laugh. We are hard. We were hard. In the spite of our foe, we
not bad. Not bad at all. Now, if you're not into hard rock or heavy metal, then maybe you didn't appreciate it as much as I do. But for those of us who really love the hard strings, it's a good song. It's got a good melody, it's got a good beat, it's got a good sound, and of all things, it's got a really good and solid message. Gotta take a break. When I come back, the second half will be dealing with some really serious stuff. So this was, you know, it was a little lighthearted, but anyway, when I come back on the second half, we're going to be dealing with what happened up in New York and a few other things that's going to tone everything back down. So see you in a couple, folks. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Join Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression director Paul Fromm for Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. That's The Fighting Side of Me with Canadian Association of Freedom of Expression, Paul Fromm, only on KKKRadio.com.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so let's talk about this latest terror attack from yet another radical Muslim. This, of course, being the one that occurred in New York last week, where a radical Muslim extremist used a high-capacity assault truck to mow down many, many people, killed 8. At least at this point, nobody else has died. He went for approximately 20 blocks. They say it was almost a mile that he drove this truck down this bike path. Now, my understanding is he did not kill any bicyclists, but they were pedestrians. It doesn't matter. Well, actually, it kind of does. I'm more inclined to be more sympathetic towards pedestrians than I am bicyclists, because I absolutely despise bicyclists who get out in the road and ride 2 and 3 abreast and take up the entire lane. Those are the ones you like to see mowed down. But these people were just innocent bystanders, joggers, walkers, hikers, whatever. And yet again, we had this Muslim extremist. This one was from Uzbekistan. Now, pay attention to that, folks. Uzbekistan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kurdistan. Istan, on the end of a country, means that it is a Muslim nation. What Istan means, I don't know. You'll also find it in Turkey in Istanbul. But any country that has Istan at the end of it indicates that that country is run by Muslims and operates under Sharia law. So in addition to some of these other countries that Donald Trump has named, any country that ends with Istan should be added to that list. Now, don't take my word for that. Look it up yourself. Maybe you can actually even find the definition of Istan and let me know, because I'm curious to know what that means. Again, it has something to do with a Muslim-controlled government. Now, let me tell you what really hacks me off about this whole thing, folks. And that is the fact that this guy used a truck. It was an automatic transmission. It was a truck that he rented at the Home Depot. And he used this truck to turn it into a battering ram to take all these people out. Now, the reason this honks me off so much is that I have a Class A CDL. Now, I just have a basic Class A CDL. Prior to 9/11, I had a Class A CDL with every endorsement on it except for passenger. Hazmat, tanker, multiple trailers, plus a motorcycle endorsement. The only thing I could not operate was a passenger bus, you know, a tour bus. After 9/11, they decided to change the rules and the screenings that in order to have a hazmat endorsement, you had to go through basically the exact same background check that I went through when I applied for the Uniform Division of the United States Secret Service back in 1991. That's a ways back. I had to reach, I had to think. I'm like, hey, you know, if you're going to put me through that same kind of background check again, yep, give me a badge. I'm not going to put up with this crap. Terrorists aren't going to abide by it. Once again, do gun laws actually keep criminals from purchasing guns? No, they keep law-abiding gun owners from owning guns and carrying them where they need to. The same thing holds true with using a truck. Do these pencil necks really think that someone is going to take the time to be vetted before they steal a commercial motor vehicle? No. They're not going to go through the background check. They're not going to get the license. They're just going to go out and steal a truck like they did in Europe. Or in this case, just rent something that you don't even need a CDL for. It could be a Ryder truck. It could be a U-Haul. It could be Hertz Penske. It could be Home Depot. It could be anything that they decide to use to carry these things out. Stop hurting the law-abiding citizens with this nonsense, because it doesn't work. The only thing that is going to work is Donald Trump's plan, and that is to vet these people and keep them from entering our country in the first place. Now, this latest attack is just another reason, or proof positive, I guess, an example, I guess, would probably be the best word. It's a prime example of why racial profiling does work and why it was created in the first place. There are certain demographics of people out there that act in certain ways. So by profiling those people, it allows you to basically vet them yourself without having to go through a major background check and eliminate the threat from that particular group of people. If you are in the wrong side of town, you see a very expensive car being driven by a Mugabe-looking black folk, chances are that car is stolen. Yes, that's using racial profiling. But it is because 99 times out of 100, that will be a stolen vehicle. We need to start doing the same thing with these Muslim extremists. I understand, not all of them are extremists. However, if you're walking through the woods and you see a hornet's nest high up in a tree and you throw a rock at it, chances are that you will be stung. Maybe not every single hornet in that nest will sting you, but the majority of them will. And folks, I am sick and tired of being stung by these non-white hornets coming into this country and trying to change our way of life and our laws and our rules to accommodate them. That is not what this country was founded upon. It's not a direction we should be going. And thank God, under President Donald J. Trump, it will not. Now, I got a few minutes left here, folks. I want to go over something that really just absolutely disgusts me. This is an article that I found. There is a public high school in Edina, Minnesota, that a few years ago implemented a required race-based English course that was aimed at eradicating white privilege. But, of course, it wasn't billed that way to the students or the parents. And a public policy organization is, the Center of the American Experiment. They took our side on this, folks. And Catherine Kirsten, who is a senior policy fellow for this particular organization, had this to say about it. Pre-AP English 10 constitutes an abuse of parents' trust, taxpayers' money, and most importantly, vulnerable children. Edina citizens should hold district leaders accountable for substituting political indoctrination for a real education. Well, we have known for years, folks, that our public school system is an indoctrination center for the liberal left. And it is about time that somebody has started speaking out for us. And a lot of the students have said that they actually don't feel safe taking these classes because it actually emboldens some of these minorities to come out and kind of assert themselves. And a lot of the students, particularly young white males, said that they were constantly humiliated by taking on this class. Now keep in mind, folks, this is an English class, okay? You remember back in high school, you took English, you read, you learned how to conjugate verbs and all that kind of nonsense that never really made any sense. But this is a 10th grade English course, and it was adopted in 2013. Listen to what this English course focuses on, folks. Colonization, immigration, and social constructions of race, class, and gender. What in the hell does that have to do with English? You please tell me, because I don't know. And neither do they. All they did was camouflage it as a way to bring more anti-white indoctrination into our public school systems. And folks, I for one am sick and tired of this garbage. I really am. I don't know where it's going to end. I don't know, but it's not going to end very well. I can tell you that. Well, once again, I am out of time, which always seems to happen when I get on a really, really good topic. So anyway, until next week, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. If you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, y'all take care, and out for now.